Smosh Mouth is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Do you ever think about switching insurance companies to see if you could save some cash? Progressive makes it easy. Just drop in some details about yourself and see if you're eligible to save money when you bundle your home and auto policies. The process only takes minutes, and it could mean hundreds more in your pocket. Visit progressive.com after this episode to see if you could save. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates. Potential savings will vary. Not available in all states. Back to the show.
Hi, welcome to Smosh Mouth. I'm Shane.
And I'm Amanda.
No chance.
Yeah, that's all you need to know.
We are in a zone.
Yeah.
We are in a zone. Chance has been in the zone.
Slippery zone.
We're in a slip zone.
Chance has been in the zone all day.
He really has.
This morning, Chance walked by and he was just like, hey. And I was like, you're in a silly zone. You're in the silly zone.
That's what happens when you give me a week off.
Yeah,
that's true.
Oh,
I needed it. I realized I had not been on like a trip or a vacation.
And
in
you
a
look
long time.
Sunned.
Yes, I'm sun kissed.
And then Amanda and I are on the flip where...
White.
And meanwhile, we're just like...
My skin's like, help, I need sun.
Chance, before we started recording, you made a weird sound.
Yeah.
I tried to recreate it a second ago, but I couldn't do it.
You did a sound... It scared our sound guys.
Oh, go back into that voice.
No, not at all.
This is giving Doom scream.
Kind of there.
This is just.
It was so. Yeah, yeah. It was so pure.
It was something you can't.
That one's like screechy, scratchy. It was like pure.
Something came through you.
Do you know what's crazy is you can't repeat a moment like that.
You can't do that.
So when you do something so pure, you can't repeat a moment like that.
Who is she?
I don't know who I am. I feel like I'm multiple things at
I'm
once.
I'm every woman.
It's all in me.
Yeah.
Want done, baby.
Oh.
I do it naturally. I don't know what you were doing.
What is the toucan?
It's when Spencer called out the toucans on my breasts.
For our audio listeners, there's a very tiny toucan sitting on.
There's also a toucan over here.
Yeah, we have toucans everywhere. There's one over there. What's... And they'll start singing eventually.
Like in those restaurants growing up, do you remember when it was like, uh-oh, it's moose time?
I was going to say like either Rainforest Cafe or the Enchanted Tiki Room at Disneyland.
Whoa.
So mine was like local town.
Whoa.
Like there was only one. And it was like moose
and
time.
And it was a moose?
And a moose
Forget
came
what
out?
It was called. It was like a moose head and it would turn around and go, well, you folks having dinner?
Yeah, and then all those children got murdered there.
You're so right. That's where all the missing children are.
Don't joke about murdered children.
Yeah, it's crazy.
Yeah. Anyways.
We're
going to be playing Smash or Pass today.
Yeah. It's Chance's oh my God, he's so coy right now. If you're listening, Chance is very coy. He doesn't want you to look at him, but he wants you to look at him.
Don't do it.
And we brought him here because he hasn't been on this set. And of course, we're going to play Smash or Pass
Where's
with
the
him.
Table?
What are you talking about? It's here.
It's right there. That's the table
that
everyone misses and loves.
That is not my Smosh Mouth table. me inciting a riot.
That isn't my Smosh Mouth table.
I speak for the people.
Not mine.
It's our table. Look at us. Three
Bring
levels
him
on it.
Home.
Jesus. Well, anyways.
So,
we're playing Smash or Pass.
Playing Smash or Pass.
I'm so glad that you got some time to be in the sun.
First Smash or Pass, spinach ravioli.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, I'd smash the 100%.
Shit
out of that. Well, wait till you hear the next one. Three cheese tortellini.
Sure.
Back.
You're fucking all the pastas?
Oh, probably.
What about some gnocchi?
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Mm.
I love gnocchi.
Cavatelli.
What exactly is cavatelli?
It's a spiral thing.
Yum.
Sure.
It's a little spiral thing.
Like on you know, those chefs that do it, and they just, they do it with their palm, and they roll it themselves.
I actually haven't seen that.
Yeah.
I think you're making that up.
No, it's on Chef's Table. You can look it up.
Okay, so is there any pasta that you wouldn't...
Yeah, is there a pasta that you think is bad?
Ziti is fine.
Whoa!
They're going to have your
ziti.
Ziti is fine.
I agree.
Shells, yum. Capture all the cheese.
A stuffed shell, smash.
Is there any pasta that
How do you guys feel about lasagna?
It's very good.
Smash.
Like, yeah, a
what?
Specific time.
Okay.
I you had me thinking you were like, no.
No, of course. I'm
yeah,
it's
yeah.
delicious, but like, there's a time and a place for it.
And that time is any
time. The time is now, right when now. The place is okay. My
what about eggplant parm?
I love eggplant parm.
I had eggplant this week.
So smash.
So yeah. Smashies.
I think there's no pasta that would be.
I kind of agree. You want to know my favorite pasta is angel hair. And I know people think
that's weird. Angel hair rocks.
It's so good.
It is delicious.
Yummy. Okay.
Mainly with shrimp. Okay. A shrimp's like a shrimp scampi.
Clams.
Or like yeah.
Oh,
you guys are making me kind of wet.
Dude, garlic.
Right now.
Oh, good.
Okay.
On the guest couch, we love that. They
I'm like
love that.
Sopping.
Ooh, yeah.
It no
some white
it.
Wine in there, and you
oh
know,
yeah,
really cook that up.
Some
yeah,
shallots.
Yeah. Yeah. Some
garlic.
Parsley.
Capers, maybe.
Okay.
Yeah, some capers.
Yeah.
A little bit of
capers.
Some salty sea flavors in there.
Okay. Yeah, very cool.
So pasta just a general
So
smash?
Pasta, I think, across
Pasta's
the board.
Pasta's a full-on smash.
I mean, look,
for
people
everybody.
Got mad at me kind of, but I said this like I'm like, I don't understand what the difference is between pastas. They're all
Bro,
pasta.
That's actually
it's just shapes.
The way they hold
the way they,
stuff.
Hold,
the way they hold stuff, but like I don't know.
My God. That's kind of ignorant.
I'll find
of you.
A way.
That's what's crazy.
You want to see another shape? Fuck you,
yeah,
dude.
Get him. get
but
him.
I'm saying in a positive way, I like all pastas.
Yeah, same. A little al dente.
I like them all.
You hurt Chance's feelings.
And gnocchi is a little different.
I was going to make it.
Because gnocchi's not, it's not the same pasta material.
It's, like potato.
It's potato.
Okay.
So I'm just saying that is a little different.
Okay, fine. It's a little different. Does that make it any less than, Shane?
Oh my God, boy.
You really
no,
come
I said I love it.
No. You really
I said
wanna,
I love it just
no,
as
you
much.
You want to sit there and make gnocchi feel different and unworthy just because it has a little bit of potato.
Gnocchi's got,
little, it's got a
bit.
Lot of potato.
It's a lot. It's like cute little blobs of potato. Yum,
yeah,
yum, yum.
That I will eat.
It's okay. Very different than a pasta experience. Pasta's like...
Okay. Whoa. Now, see, I don't. Now I'm not following Amanda here.
You put your hands in it.
Oh, whoa.
You put your hands in gnocchi too.
Whoa.
You put your hands in gnocchi too.
Whoa. Hey, Chance, you doing okay?
Yeah, I'm okay.
Oh my God. Now
crazy.
You guys are not fighting. I was like.
Now we turned on you.
It's crazy.
So that's how
always
that
what
goes.
Happens.
Okay. Are we in it now? Are we playing Smash or Pass, or are we?
We're playing Smash or Pass.
Okay.
That attitude pass. Sorry, definitely wasn't a smash.
Oh, fine. I'll work on it.
Oh wow, self improvement, smash,
smash.
That absolutely,
absolutely. Therapy, smash.
Therapy, smash.
Oh yeah,
hard
but
sure.
Therapist, pass.
Yeah, not
meaning
a good move. Not
you
a good move.
Don't want to smash a therapist.
You do not want to do that.
I kind of agree.
No, it's yeah.
What
it's
would it be like to date a therapist? I think it would be
fuck
really.
No.
To date a huh. therapist, but you legally cannot date your own therapist,
no, not
and
your
that
therapist.
Is a bad move.
What, really?
Yeah,
yeah. They
can't
have relations
it, like,
with therapists.
Who's gonna stop me? How you gonna stop me, boo?
Well, they'll get
think
fired.
It, like,
and
violates all their.
They'll get fired and everything.
You'll be fine.
Yeah, I maybe.
But will I? Be
I think
fine?
I think it probably
You'll
is not
fine.
Good for you mentally.
Yeah,
it's confusing.
But like to weird. Marry a therapist would be real tough.
Yeah.
Right, or maybe it would.
Maybe it would. I don't know.
Well, I'm sure people say the thing, same thing about a comedian.
They definitely say that about a comedian.
Yeah. Comedian, pass.
Pass.
Whoa.
Married to a comedian?
Pass.
Pass.
Damn.
What are you
pass.
Saying?
Pass.
I don't know. I never dated a comedian, I guess. I mean, like...
How
your
dare
wife
you?
Is
how
well,
dare
okay,
you?
Okay, you're I thought you were talking like stand-up comedian.
Oh.
Like comedian... Like you're talking like just
the broad
well,
term.
Then, yeah, I guess I did marry a comedian.
He doesn't think it's always funny.
I do not do that.
It got too real.
I thought you were talking about stand-up comedy.
Okay, so passing
he doesn't
on.
Think his wife is funny is brutal.
That's not true.
Passing
not true
on
at all.
That whole, that she, yeah.
This episode of Smosh Mouth is sponsored by Rocket Money. Amanda, you wouldn't believe this, but I have a few transactions that I accidentally forgot about.
Forgot about? What do you mean?
I mean, I was subscribed to a few things that kept charging me every month, and I forgot to cancel them. Before I knew it, I was spending way too much money. That's why I started to use Rocket Money.
I thought Rocket Money just helped you with budgets.
Well, yes, it can categorize purchases, help you stay on budget, but Rocket Money can track subscriptions and has the ability to cancel unwanted ones within the app with a few taps. They have saved users over $880 million in canceled subscriptions.
Whoa, that's incredible. I'm really, really happy that your wallet is feeling a little bit more full. So, you know, maybe we do lunch. Your treat.
Whoa. Just because Rocket Money's app consolidates checking, savings, loans, and investments into a single dashboard to give me a clear view of my financial picture doesn't mean you can take my lunch money.
Take a breath, honey.
Well, seriously, Rocket Money has saved me so much over the years. I really don't let any subscriptions fly past me.
Yeah, you tell them.
I am checking that app. I'm making sure that everything I'm paying for, I'm aware of.
Boss.
Rocket Money is a personal finance app that helps find and cancel unwanted subscriptions, monitors your spending, and helps lower your bills so you can grow your savings. Let Rocket Money help you reach your financial goals faster. Join at rocketmoney.com/smoshmouth. That's rocketmoney.com/smoshmouth. rocketmoney.com/smoshmouth. Just kidding. Let's do lunch. And dinner. My treat.
Yay, daddy's paying. Yay, daddy.
Wow. Back to the show.
I was trying something.
You really did. I made a list. I think we all made lists, right?
Smosh Mouth is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Do you ever think about switching insurance companies to see if you could save some cash? Progressive makes it easy. Just drop in some details about yourself and see if you're eligible to save money when you bundle your home and auto policies. The process only takes minutes, and it could mean hundreds more in your pocket. Visit progressive.com after this episode to see if you could save. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates. Potential savings will vary. Not available in all states. Back to the show.
Ahora en McDonald's, te puedes llevar un $5 McChicken Meal Deal o un $6 McDouble Meal Deal. Así, hay algo para todos. Llévate más por tu dinero con tu Meal Deal. Ba-da-ba-ba-ba. Solo por tiempo limitado. Precios y participación pueden variar. Precios con entrega pueden ser más altos.
I have some legitimate questions to ask.
Okay.
Okay.
Because it's not just a thing that everybody universally likes.
Here's mine.
Okay.
A friend who says they're bored all the time.
Oh, yeah. Pass on that. People That's annoying that. As fuck.
No friends of mine.
I hate that.
Okay, smash. I'll give you something to do.
Whoa! What if halfway through they're like, I'm bored?
What'd you say?
What if halfway through they're like, I'm bored?
Flip over.
Okay, and then when they flip over.
You shouldn't have asked, Shane.
And when they flip over and they go, I'm bored.
I pull out the mirror. Come on now. It's getting sexy up in here. We got to go to the next
okay,
subject.
You keep leveling it up.
Okay, I like that. So a friend who's bored, Chance will smash that.
I'm flustered. My bad. HR, get in here.
I love it. Someone who texts LOL.
Getting heavy and hot in here. Isn't
oh, yeah, what? Sure.
Someone who texts
I think a
LOL.
Lot of people do that. I don't judge people for something like that.
I'm in. Smash.
Yeah, why not?
Yeah, I'm a half smash.
Not that big.
I well, know you text LOL sometimes. It doesn't bother me that much.
You can't be half smash. It is smash.
Yeah, it is. There are two options, and you can't say both.
I half smash it.
No, you can't. It's smash.
I come in and I go, ow!
Okay, half smash it then. Half smash that button.
You fully click smash.
Fine. I'll smash LOL because it seems like there's a lot of people I wouldn't be able to smash because everyone texts
everyone.
LOL.
That's like almost
but
everyone.
I don't love it because I'm like, really?
What do you text?
Ha 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 ha.
I love now when I have my earpods in and how Siri will read out your texts. Mm. And it's like, your mom texted in the family group chat.
You can stop like, that.
I know and I
but
have.
You like it.
No, I've stopped it.
Oh, I'm big on laugh reacting. A laugh react, a love react, a like
oh,
react.
Oh, yeah. I like that too. I like
reacting.
That too.
Yeah. That stuff is good.
It just really says good. All that you need to say.
Yes.
Do you remember the one that wasn't a thing? You like couldn't react to things? That was tough. But I will say sometimes my friend, she reacts to every single text on a text thread. And that gets tough. It's like, oh, here that's she a, comes. That's, it's like a train coming in.
Have you ever been part of a group chat where yeah. one person got removed?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Definitely.
Why did they get removed again? Like for you?
I didn't say that. I just said I asked a question.
I didn't mean like specifically.
I've been a part of
it's
several.
All good, Shane.
Several,
all good, man.
That's never happened.
That didn't happen to me.
No, I don't think so. But I would think that's brutal.
Or that. Like left the group.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I've never seen that happen either.
I have.
I mean, I'm mainly in my family group chat.
Oh, when so you're like, on an improv team?
Whoo!
Yeah. Oh, daddy.
Yikes.
Oh my God. When someone leaves your comedy group.
It's tough.
It's tough.
Like no more GIFs.
Okay.
I could do one.
Yeah.
Okay. Legitimate question. If vampires were real.
Smash the fuck out
okay,
of that.
Okay, I'm talking like they're
Shane,
real.
You need to tell me what type, dude, because there are so many vampires.
And we we like them.
I know.
Like the ones from I Am Legend? No.
No, okay. Ugly, nasty.
Okay.
The ones from True Blood?
Okay, how about like Interview with a... How about like, yeah, it, like classic Interview with the Vampire. Like they sleep in coffins, but they are pretty.
Long, long, long hair. Gorgeous.
Long hair, but they are evil. And you kind of know that. You're kind of aware. Like, maybe you know of someone and they're like, yeah, vampires are real and they are killing
if
people.
If they have long hair and they're shirtless, they're, usually and they're not really that evil. That's the thing about them. The ones who are the prettiest are actually the least evil.
I've slept with gays from Brooklyn, so I'm okay with evil.
Wait, do you remember that movie?
Gays from Brooklyn?
No, Vampire in Brooklyn or whatever it's called, right?
No.
That's a movie. I don't know it.
Anyways, pretty cool.
I'm thinking like Lestat from Interview with the Vampire.
Oh, I'm thinking like the one, the little vampire, his dad.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Not the little.
I was like, okay, I'm maybe going to follow you.
So all right, I'm thinking Smash.
So you'd be okay with the risk.
But let me be real. I get really grossed out by the feeding situation.
Well, okay.
Well, that's kind of the whole thing.
I know. So I would struggle. I would struggle with that.
Okay, fine.
I would have a problem with that.
Fine.
Okay.
Okay. I've got one. Hold on. Let me look.
While you're looking, brunch invite.
Smash. Yeah, smash. I love brunch.
I'm a pass.
You don't like brunch?
Okay. No.
Really?
I'm not a brunch bitch.
You don't like brunch?
No.
I just enjoy food.
I love food, but brunch, what brunch? A waste, I think.
What the fuck?
I love cooking. Breakfast is like, I love fucking around with breakfast. So I'm just kind of like, why would I give you $80 and I left with a hangover and it's 1 p.m.? Does that make me negative?
About brunch, yes.
Okay. I feel like I love making breakfast too, but like,
I like making breakfast, but brunch
has so many options.
Only on the weekends.
Yeah. And it's like, man, then you can get like really cool, like depending on the spot.
Really some.
Some really good food. Oh man, some what is it? Is it shakshuka? The
oh, yeah. I love that. That dish is delicious.
And if you're gonna make that at home, you're gonna have too much for yourself.
That's
so
such
like,
a good point.
That dish is
brunch.
Delicious.
Yeah. See, hey,
I'd rather walk to an awesome coffee shop and like sit down and have like a pastry and a coffee and like.
Okay, fair. You don't have to go to brunch every day.
Anytime I talk about not liking brunch, I do get like a pretty aggressive response.
You are in Los Angeles.
Yeah. I know.
This
I
has got to be. Is there a city that's
do you know
more
what it is?
Brunch obsessed?
I think I've worked way too many brunches.
That's
that I'm
fair.
Like,
it's put a bad taste in your mouth. I'm not a fan necessarily of the drinks. I'm not like I don't like to get like drunk at brunch. I like I'm there for the food.
To me, I'm like if I'm going to brunch, I'm getting drinks.
A Hugo Spritz.
Oh, what's a Hugo delicious
Spritz?
Saint Germain champagne. Yeah.
See, the brunch, a lot of the brunch drinks are a little too sweet, and Bloody Marys are a little too much for me, too.
Yeah, or an Aperol Spritz.
Aperol Spritz, fire.
I'd like one, but I don't want many.
Give me an Aperol
But I love coffee, so I'll have coffee. Maybe I'll get an espresso martini.
Ooh, fancy.
I know that's more of, isn't that funny how that's more of an afternoon drink, but it should be a brunch drink.
I agree.
Because it's
coffee. I recently had a frozen hazelnut espresso martini. It was absolutely delectable.
Oh my God, that's yummy. What is happening?
Damn, okay.
Like,
I am scared.
This man came on this podcast.
Okay, next
question.
Okay,
that's
question.
You.
Fettuccine Alfredo.
Well,
so we're back.
Yeah.
I actually am going to pass on
I'll pass.
Alfredo.
You know what, I'm passing on it too. I was saying this earlier. I'm not of an Alfredo
see?
Person.
There we go.
Not
now
my
we're
favorite.
Getting really honest. You guys were like smash all pastas. And
well,
I
the
knew.
Pastas as their shapes are fine.
But
I'm thinking more of a red sauce on them.
Yeah.
Like,
give me some
girl.
Fucking flavor.
I'm not a cream sauce person either.
Neither am I. Yuck.
Not typically.
Except that pistachio pasta that we shared. I know you weren't really into it. I was really
into it. Oh, yeah. I wasn't super into it.
I really like
but
that.
But I do love sharing food with you so much.
Yeah. All right.
It's delicious.
We're back to me. Mermaids exist.
Okay.
Mermaids
exist, smash or pass? How
mermaids,
does that work?
You are at the ocean. And a pretty, like
is
a beautiful
pussy fish. Yeah. Or is they pussy that's cow?
And you don't get to know. They're in the ocean. They're in the ocean. They swim up. You just see their torso. They're gorgeous.
Okay. Do the male, like, all right. Do the male mermaids have penis?
We don't
once
know.
Again, they're just kind of like, hey,
I gotta risk it.
So do you jump in the water and they like give you something so you can breathe underwater and then that's how it gets
I
done?
I think it's like you can be like kind
or
of
is it
on
like
surface.
You're both surface.
Maybe you're like kind of in a lagoon.
Oh, a lagoon.
Yeah, so maybe you can kind of be up, but it's like, all right, like you have to accept before they come onto land.
Okay.
Like, and you're kind of like gonna maybe like get crazy on the sand right there.
How often have you thought
this? I was thinking of options today while I was coming up with stuff for this episode. So I was thinking about scenarios. It's like, okay, would you be like, all right, I'm gonna entertain this?
He like knows the name of the mermaid. Yeah.
So Archibald comes up to the... No.
Archibald!
And he's like a hot male
her
on
top. Her name needs to be like Crystal.
He's whatever the human part of the mermaid gets to be whatever
do
you
I
want.
Get to pick the color mermaid?
Yeah, sure.
Sure.
Yes. Okay, then I'm in.
What color?
Teal.
Wait. Yeah, me too. Me too. What? I was like, damn, okay.
What?
I'm like... I thought you meant like... like...
it's like what?
Yeah,
like,
he's Korean and teal. Duh. My mermaid is Korean and teal, hands down. And you know what? I'll do like Korean and black or Korean and white too. That's cool with me.
That's why I was like, do I get to pick the color? And I was like, yeah.
Sure.
Teal. Yeah. And I was like, okay.
Okay.
Korean and teal, awesome.
Great.
Yeah, I'm okay. So into that.
So smash.
Yeah.
Honestly, smash.
Yeah.
Oh, no.
You can figure it out.
His eyes are wet again.
Yeah.
A smash, but here's the deal. They can't really breathe on land for that long.
I think they can. Yeah, they can.
I don't make the rules.
I think they can. Look.
I feel like it might be a little awkward for them to come on land and then come on land.
Nice.
You know what?
It's just as awkward for us to be in the ocean with
it's
them.
It's so true.
Not me. I'm a natural born swimmer.
Chance is just like...
I'm like paddling. I'm like doggy paddling.
Teal. Okay, so we've all agreed.
Okay, smash. So smash on mermaids.
Smash.
What color would you choose?
I don't care.
That's awesome.
I think that's sort of the standard. Teal feels like the common like mermaid.
I would want mine to be like iridescent
don't
purple.
Don't ever call my mermaid common again.
I feel like it's always like the blue-green type of like...
Iridescent.
Iridescent. I'll go with more. Okay, fine. More standard
you
blue.
Fool. You fool.
You fool.
Okay.
Or like pearl.
Oh.
White.
The tail.
She's like white and pearl.
Black and
here
pearl.
Here we go.
That's not what I said, bitch. I hate this mermaid question. Pass on you two.
Okay. You got anything else?
I have so much. Are you kidding me?
I feel like all of your things are just really nice things. You're just like having $1 million. It's like, yeah, smash.
Yeah, smash.
What do you,
shut
what
up,
do you
idiots.
Want me to say?
Shut up.
Okay.
Okay, John Travolta.
Is it director John Travolta?
Which,
with his beret?
With his
which
big
John?
Beret.
That's the one?
No.
I'm going to pass.
No, it's not
pass.
That John.
I'm actually passing any John Travolta.
Yeah.
Okay.
Is there a movie of John Travolta that you're gonna?
Honestly, I watched Grease recently, and I got a big old ick. I'm yeah. not into it.
Mm-mm. I've always there's always like a bit of a silly vibe.
There's something.
I've never thought he was hot.
Yeah. Okay, I guess these.
But in the 70s, people, that was it.
Yeah, they were doing Quaaludes too. So Shane, how much can I really?
My God.
They weren't in their right mind. Like that's how you get John Travolta.
Yeah.
Okay, classical music.
Oh, yeah, smash. I love classical music.
That is
isn't that a Christmas song?
No.
Okay, sorry.
And smash.
Same. Okay, I guess mine aren't that good, but that's okay.
No, I love classical music.
I've
me
got
too,
one.
Me too.
I've got one.
Love. Violins.
Yeah.
A fennel sausage tagliatelle.
Yum. Delicious.
That sounds incredible.
I love great. Fennel smash. Sausage. Smash.
I just was going to say, any probably Italian style food, I'm probably going to say smash to. Like, I'll eat it.
Okay.
Okay.
A poop ravioli.
Okay.
Now what, Shane? Are you
that
eating
is
that?
Not a classic Italian
diarrhea
dish.
Ravioli. Oh.
It's Northern Italian.
It's Northern Italian.
Northern Italian?
Our one Northern Italian listener is like, what?
She's like, what the hell?
Okay.
I'm sorry. What the hell?
Shane.
No. I liked it.
Thank you,
Amanda. Someone who texts with a smiley face often.
Like the...
Not the emoji.
Just the smiley
the
face?
The dot, dot... Side smile.
I say smash.
Yeah,
I think it's a little ironic.
I'm saying smash. I don't care.
Okay.
What about you?
Hate it?
No, I hated it, and then I realized that I was like being cynical. So I'm gonna say, I hate it when people use it with like a, we need you on top of that. Thanks.
Fair.
It has to be in the right spot.
Fair.
Know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I do know what you're saying.
Swallow that yawn, sir. Sir,
I yawn sometimes also when I'm laughing hysterically.
Sir, you better swallow that yawn.
So I'm not getting enough oxygen to my brain. This episode of Smosh Mouth is sponsored by Stitch Fix. Speaking of Stitch Fix, I've seen your fits lately. You've been looking great, Amanda.
Ah, thank you. I was going to say the same about you, and I mean it.
Well, I have a personal stylist.
Wait, I have a personal stylist.
Shut up! Is it someone from Stitch Fix?
It sure is. Wait, how about all of you? Do you guys have a personal stylist? I think that we should let the crew know what we're talking about.
Good call, Amanda. They look like they could use a little help.
I literally didn't say that, guys. You all look great. How dare you?
Look, it's super easy. You fill out a form that says your style, budget, and size. Then you get paired up with your stylist, who is a human. They pick out the best outfits. The next thing you know, you have a fix box delivered straight to your door.
And whatever you try on and don't like, you send back. Free shipping and returns. It's so easy.
I love having a personal stylist because I am really bad at seeing clothes and knowing if it would work for me and making cohesive outfits. Stitch Fix streamlines this whole process. Get started today at stitchfix.com/smosh to get $20 off your first order. That's stitchfix.com/smosh. Back to the show.
Let's go.
Okay, crushed ice.
Smosh Mouth is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Do you ever think about switching insurance companies to see if you could save some cash? Progressive makes it easy. Just drop in some details about yourself and see if you're eligible to save money when you bundle your home and auto policies. The process only takes minutes, and it could mean hundreds more in your pocket. Visit progressive.com after this episode to see if you could save. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates. Potential savings will vary. Not available in all states. Back to the show.
Despiértate, que el $4 breakfast meal deal ha llegado a McDonald's. Incluye un sausage McMuffin o sausage biscuit, hash brown y un café caliente. Llévate más por tu dinero con tu meal deal. Solo por tiempo limitado. Precios y participación pueden variar. Precios con entrega pueden ser más altos.
Oh, pass.
Smash, wow. Motherfucker. So good in tiki drinks.
Okay, yeah. A certain type. Yeah, that's fair. But for the most part, like, I'm thinking about, like, water. And
oh,
I'm like, No. Because some diners do like the crushed ice.
Yeah.
Like, fuck
I
this.
Love crushed ice.
I love my favorite. What's our favorite ice here?
Sonic ice.
Gigantic big cube.
Big rock. Big rock.
Big
all the way.
Big rock.
Clear.
Clear cube is
those
the
are
best.
Hard to. Those are hard to make.
I can make
to
them.
Make a- what?
I make regular ice, then I just go.
Oh,
no, I'm just
smash.
Kidding.
Yeah,
no,
smash.
There's a type of device that you get. It's not that expensive or anything. You just have
so
an ice.
It just like
it's
drips
got,
through.
It's got. Space kind of underneath.
Sexy.
Yeah. It's awesome. It's not as easy as just like, you know.
I think I'm passing on crushed ice.
Good. Same.
Making out in the car. That's not even on my list. That okay. Was improvised.
Pass. And I'm the horniest when it's mosh, but like the car, the seatbelt gets in the way, then the middle thing is getting in the way, then the back seat is not comfortable to lay down in. No.
Yeah,
pass.
You can fit. I think
I'm like
it's a smash.
Angled weirdly. No.
I think it's a smash. I think it's cute.
I'd rather go up to your bedroom. Like, what are we doing in the car?
What yeah. If you're what if you're parked at the beach?
Then go sit
then go
on
to the
sand.
Beach. There's probably always a better location. Yeah. It's like, why are
it's
you
like
doing it
you
there?
Are in the place.
You're like,
you're
in
like, transit.
You're in the car and you're
go
like, wow,
to somewhere.
The ocean looks really amazing.
Yeah.
Oh.
Please don't tell me that you kiss like that, Shane.
Okay, I'm joking!
Also, one of my pet peeves is being in transit in general.
His what?
Just being in transit. Yeah, I don't like traveling to a thing. Actually, sometimes I do. Sometimes, like, driving traveling. To the beach is a fun experience because you're like, wow, I'm going to a cool thing.
Being on a train is really cool.
Oh, well, trains are a different thing. That is the location.
Yeah.
I would rather be at the next place.
Mm. Oh, so he doesn't like
so he's impatient.
The journey.
Yeah.
He just wants to get to the destination.
About, did
yeah.
you know that it's not about
you know
the destination?
You know if you go out in the mountain and you look at all the peaks? The peaks are what it's about. It's not about the top of the mountain. It's about the journey. Anne Hathaway.
Yeah.
Smash.
What are you okay. what are we talking about here?
Nice.
The most gorgeous woman in Hollywood. It's just like, yeah, wow. Okay.
Okay, then Demi Moore.
What once again?
What is this?
Once again. You looked up list of hottest women and you're like, okay, smash or pass. It's like if I was like, smash or pass. George Clooney, Brad Pitt.
I wouldn't.
List
I
w- of
I
w- hot men.
I would pass on Brad Pitt right now.
Yeah, no, that's fair.
Okay.
That's fair.
Okay.
But Demi Moore and Anne Hathaway are not comparable to that.
No, I know. They're hot.
Can I see his dick first?
Did so much.
Which one?
I just got a spit take in the room,
someone
everyone.
What? Spit out their drink.
And whose dick are you asking about?
George Clooney.
That was fully insane. I don't know if you guys heard it as well as I did.
I did.
Straight up. That was so good. Oh my God. You caught someone off guard.
That's good. Yeah, HR.
Okay. I think George is probably going to keep it wrapped up until.
Then yeah. Pass.
Okay, pass. Fine.
Okay.
Random burgers.
Random burgers?
You're talking about a smash burger? No,
I don't. You were literally...
I don't mean random burgers.
Random burgers.
Okay, oh my God, you were doing like random. This one's so random.
Okay, so like yeah, random burgers.
They're all random. What are you...
Okay, so like random burgers.
You guys are going to
be really
yesterday.
Random right now. Wait, watch
I was
this.
On set yesterday having 1,000 people talk to me and me going like, smash or pass.
Also, I'm so sorry. Qualifying burgers as the most random thing is okay, guys. I'm gonna be really random right now.
I hate
burgers.
You all.
Burgers.
You guys are dead to me.
Okay, sorry.
And that
smash
is the truth.
Burgers, obviously.
Yeah, smash burgers.
Okay,
pass, it's literally a category.
1,000%.
Burgers are.
I don't like burgers.
Is there any pass burger? Like no.
No.
Yes. Big sloppy nasty burgers that are like rare. Gross city.
Yeah, a big giant poop burger. I guess I'm passing.
Yeah, okay, yeah, if
honestly,
you categorize it like that.
All burgers.
Are you not a fan of burgers?
No.
What? Whoa, do you like hot dogs?
Yeah.
Okay.
Delish.
Okay.
No brunch, no burgers.
There's no
you
place
know
you
why
like a burger
burgers
from.
Like kind of effed me up. I don't know. Years ago, I had a burger with like blue cheese on it, and well, I got destroyed for the rest
I
of my
life.
I
hate blue cheese on burgers. Yeah. I do hate that. That's a pass for me.
It was a big
but
black
that's a very different
burger.
Thing.
It was a black and blue burger.
Yeah, but don't have that.
I know, but I messed. I
don't
messed.
Get that.
Listen to this. I'm taking the beef. I'm doing it medium rare, some blue cheese, arugula, and like a bacon jam or an onion jam.
See, I'm not into that. I'm not into that yeah. stuff. I'm into yeah. the classic burger.
And a tomato, too.
I think like a classic burger on a grill at a barbecue sounds like I would, doable. Okay. But I'd rather have a chicken sandwich.
Okay. Like a fried chicken
yeah,
sandwich.
Yeah, yeah.
That's now fair. We're talking smash, smash, smash. You know what I mean?
Yeah. You're going to watch this back.
Okay, I got one.
Okay, great.
Okay. You can tell it was me trying desperately to think of stuff for this, and I was on a different journey than you guys, because I have a vampire, a mermaid, and then followed by that is a robot. And it's like, okay, they build like full... like
how would you
what are
you do it?
They got a port.
No, like oh, if what? They build... If okay, put yourself in an alternate scenario, right?
Yeah, of course.
Where it's like, all right, they built them. There's robots, and they're walking around, and they look like people, and there's robots. They're like, yeah, and that robot
Shane,
can,
I'm going to tell you right that now, robot that future is now
here.
And is here.
Well.
They're dancing at conventions. They're out.
Well, they're dancing horribly.
They are, and they're tripping.
That one that was doing Thriller.
Did you see that robot doing Thriller?
Yeah, he fucked up and he tripped and he died.
Wait, he did?
He tripped and he died on stage.
That
and
was
they
the
came
end?
And they carried him out. And I'm like, yeah, the robots have failed. You're not going to beat
they're
us.
They're going to remake him.
I think I'm passing on the robots.
Yeah, pass.
You're
going to
be scared of the robots. Yeah.
Yeah.
What about
it's
you?
It's pretty scary.
Yeah.
Like Westworld.
Yeah. That show messed me up. Pass completely
like make,
on all
they
of
make
them.
West like okay yeah Smash or Pass they make a Westworld type like amusement park where there's robots and they're so human like that you can't tell but it's like you know they're robots.
The ones that have sentience that get out and have free will, then yes.
Oh, you need them to have full intelligence.
I would hope
like
that's
like
what
they
I would
are
hope of
self-aware.
Any creature that is giving consent.
Yeah. Yes, I know, but like this is a like. You want it to be a fully conscious, alive thing, like
as opposed to
what?
No, I'm talking about like robots. It's not like a machine. It's a you want
you
like a.
Go.
What's the difference? If you can't tell, does it matter?
Okay, fair.
That's a Westworld quote.
Damn.
Wow, somebody has watched.
Somebody
the show.
Remembered it because they wiped it clean from
wiped
everything.
It clean.
Not my.
Did they?
Okay, let me.
Yeah, got removed from everything.
What?
Yes, they removed it off HBO.
And why again?
Because it's too
cheaper,
fucking real.
Cheaper for them to just do
no
that.
Way. That's a lie.
Not kidding.
That is
I
a
watched
lie.
Every
yeah, I love that
episode
show.
Of that show. That show
I didn't
was
finish
crazy.
It, but
yeah,
I think I'm a pass in general.
Yeah, I'm a pass.
It's scary.
So weird. One of the robots who got who I guess got free or left. I when I was at a Muay Thai gym, she was there.
Whoa.
And it was so bizarre for me.
Mm.
She was so nice, so gorgeous in person. And I was like,
you're a
you
robot. You're a robot.
You're a robot.
Yeah.
That was wild. But
oh
yeah,
my
that's
God, my...
And that was Marshawn Lynch.
One of my you guys, my improv troupe in college.
The one that you wrote that sketch with that we read on Smash
yeah.
Mouth?
Star studded. It's like crazy. But one of the guys was writing and directing the last season of Westworld.
Whoa.
That's out of crazy. Seven people.
The one with the guy from Breaking Bad. Do you remember?
Aaron Paul.
Aaron
it was
Paul.
Wes Humphrey. What?
Remember the Westworld where Aaron Paul was in it? I think that was the last season.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Oh, wow.
In
that's
LA.
Amazing.
Yeah.
That was like downtown LA, right?
Yeah.
That's.
Yeah.
You directed those?
And wrote some of them, yeah.
Oh,
that was epic.
It was really cool.
I never watched that season, but
there's some fun ones. There's one where he's taking like a
good.
Drug that like makes you do different genres.
Mm-hmm.
Cool.
So they go through like different genres
yep.
of movie.
That was a that was a really cool season.
I wanted Whoa. That drug.
I know, that seemed really fun.
It like makes you like go film noir or like
yeah.
go. Yeah.
It was also Jesus. Like wild how much they filmed downtown. They must have shut down everything.
That's yeah. crazy.
Yeah.
Damn. Wow.
Okay.
Star-studded comedy troupe.
Oh yeah. Ava Victor too. Okay, here we go. Heirloom carrots.
Don't know what those are.
Yeah, that's an absolute smash for me.
Yeah, me too.
What are they like the tiny cute little ones?
Just not anything but like there's purple carrots.
Oh, yeah, 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 yeah.
White ones.
I love purple carrots.
Yeah.
So smash?
Smash.
I love carrots.
100%.
I love vegetables in general. They're probably my favorite like category of food.
Really?
Mm. Dude, I'm obsessed with vegetables.
Are there any that you would be a pass?
I don't think so. I was
green
thinking about
beans
this.
For me.
I love
green
beans. I really I'm like all vegetables. I love green beans. Yeah. There's not many.
No.
I can't think of many vegetables that I don't love.
Like, they put green beans on a plate and they're just like, this is what we have. And you're like, okay. They're like, they're garlicky. And you're like,
oh, see, I love
try.
That. Oh, man.
What's your favorite vegetable?
Ooh.
Broccolini.
Broccoli's really great.
Broccolini's so good.
Brussels sprouts can be killer.
Asparagus.
If made.
I was going to say, asparagus
is great.
Might be mine.
Yeah, that's
or like
solid.
A butternut squash. Is that
oh, yeah, squash is nice. Yum. Ooh, a spaghetti squash. Crazy.
Fire.
Bell peppers. You throw bell peppers on a grill, that's
naughty,
incredible.
Naughty.
Squash rocks.
Squash.
I'm probably listing things that are technically like someone was going to be like, that's not technically a vegetable, but you know what I mean.
Mm-hmm.
It's the overall vibe yeah. of stuff. Yeah, man. Love them all.
Okay.
Truly. And carrots are there.
I love carrots.
Okay, here, this one's going to upset some people.
Okay.
Little Sally Walker.
What is that?
Yes, please show us.
Okay, so people listening, he's dancing around the table.
He's skipping around.
She stopped in front of me. She said, hey, girl, do you
and Chance's dancing in front of me. Hey, girl, do you
This is Shane at a strip club, straight up.
And did I switch with you? And then now I get up and I
Little Sally Walker walking down the
God.
Street. She didn't know what to do, so she stepped in front of me. She said, hey, you can do any dance.
Oh, my God.
Hey, yeah, girl, do your thing. Do your thing and switch.
We want you to get on the bride.
Get
ready.
Hey. You have to switch.
Oh, fine.
I don't know. I don't know how this goes.
I'll switch with you.
Okay.
I'm taking my phone with me.
Shit. So, smash or pass. So,
We're in a new space.
I'm going to pass on that.
You?
What the hell?
This was you when Chance was dancing around you.
Yeah, you have never looked more uncomfortable.
Could you tell immediately that I've never gone to like a strip club or anything? That I'm just like,
you were like, oh, okay, I know what we need to do with. You've never been?
Never went to Ubu Java.
You've been to a strip club?
Yeah, like 3 times. Guys, I am the coolest bitch you've ever met in your life.
That's
okay?
Cool. Yeah, I just
random random burger.
Random burger.
I would do anything.
This is such a random burger.
No, please.
This is a random burger.
I'm not strong enough for that.
Okay.
Random burger.
Random burger.
Okay.
Time.
Guys, in the next, whenever we have like another writers meeting or another episode of anything with any other cast,
we should sneak
this
it
is
in.
Our, okay, this is our secret.
Okay.
Us three.
Okay.
We need to sneak random burger into things without being called
slip
out.
Slip it in.
We can't,
oh, man.
We can't call each other out because we're three aware.
Got chills.
But imagine we're in Board AF with like Angela and like Spencer, and you got to be like, okay, so this is like such a random burger, but like,
oh,
what if
God,
this,
Shane.
This?
Wait,
really...
we're going to slip it in as like a phrase or slip it in as like an
just
idea?
Just the word. Just the word.
Just the word, like
the
as
word.
If
but
we were like casually have... saying that.
You got to try to slip it by without like Angela
yeah.
or Trevor or someone
yeah.
being
oh
like,
oh my God, that's so random burger.
Just say random burger.
I love
fuck.
That.
That sucks.
People
it
are going to think
really
it's like an animated
awful.
Show or something.
No, I think it's kind of like you know, there's nothing burger, but I'm going to say random burger.
Or like awkward turtle.
Awkward turtle.
Yeah.
Oh,
kinda
like
awkward.
This is very random
this
burger.
This is kind of a random burger, but...
Yeah.
That sucks.
Ooh.
That sucks.
People
it hurts
are, people
my
are
teeth.
Upset.
It hurts my teeth
yeah.
thinking about it.
Okay, I'm going to try to do it.
All
I'm
right, random
try to
burger.
I'm going to try to... I was we'll going to say get it off on Spencer. I'm going to try to get a random burger off on
Jesus Christ.
Okay, yeah. I'm done with that.
Do you want to swap back? How do you feel?
Do you want to swap back?
I don't know. I'm looking over and I feel like the crew looks stressed.
They do. Like Selena's
I feel
going.
Like the crew is upset. They don't know how to handle this.
We can switch if you
they
want.
They prepped all day.
The only way we have to switch back though is you have to do the stripper thing on me again.
No.
Ew, what the hell?
I just like seeing Shane be like. All right.
Fine.
Little Sally Walker walking down the street. She didn't know what to do. So
I think I would be so awkward at a strip club.
I'm so awkward when I go to shows.
What
I
kind
love
of shows.
I love going to shows, but I don't like when they're like doing a lot of audience shit. I'm like,
oh,
I'm not an interactive audience member.
No.
I want to sit. If I go to a show of any kind,
same.
I want to sit and enjoy the show.
Remember when we went to the pirate show forever ago with everybody and they kept trying to get us involved in everything? That was really tough.
You'd be like, no, no thanks.
I don't want to be involved in the show. I don't want to be
good.
Brought up on stage.
Yeah.
Magic show, I'd be more inclined, but still.
Yeah. Because in a magic show, you get to be really like a stupid participant.
Yeah.
You walk up in there and they just kind of hand things to you and you just
not
kind of hold
me.
Them.
I start out magicking the magician.
You're like, and you like have a fireball in your hand.
They just look at you and be like, no, I'm
not
picking this guy.
They would be afraid of my aura.
They probably would be.
Like, oh my God, this guy has innate magical powers.
Being front row at a theater.
Pass, my God.
So
front being, row at a theater sucks.
I don't hate it. It depends. I don't hate it.
They all look like Megamind.
I think I'm down.
Yeah,
especially
because
most theaters
smash
you
it.
Can't really see.
I think it's like really cool to be that close to the actors.
Are we talking about like a play or a movie?
I was
talking
thinking
about
a play. No
a
way.
A play, front row, sure.
No way, movie.
Yeah.
Movie,
I was thinking,
no way.
I was thinking movie.
Movie, I'll go to row C, and that's the farthest close I'll get.
Oh, row C is even too close for me.
It's just nice late at night when I go, sometimes I go to the movies by myself.
Oh.
And I'll just,
yeah.
Like,
Yeah, that is.
What's
nice.
The optimal row?
H.
H is pretty good. E is good
H.
too.
I am a G and an H person.
G and an H, and I would say not exactly center, just a little off, so you're not stuck in the center when the movie's over.
I'm okay sitting in the center.
I sit pretty close to the center. G and H though. I went and saw Backrooms this past weekend, and I was G10. Pretty G10. Prime. And it was like, there was not many seats available. I was by myself for it. And there was one seat right there in the middle of one
of
these rows.
Yourself?
Yeah.
Spooky one.
Oh, yeah. I like seeing movies by myself.
Do you like horror movies? I was going to smash or pass horror movies. Now I know your
smash.
Answer.
Smash.
Smash.
Selena, hit us with another.
What about fidget toys?
Depends.
I've never had a fidget toy, but I definitely see advertisements for them, and I think, like, that's pretty cool.
I'm smash on fidget toys.
Yeah.
Look at my hands right now. Yeah. Look at all my rings that I'm, like, playing with. Hey, like, I cannot stop.
I'm always playing with my rings. I have a ring that is literally like a fidget toy.
Yeah.
Most of my rings are fidget toys.
I mean, the first couple episodes of this show, everyone was talking about how I was just constantly, like...
I was talking about it.
Oh, my God. One of your... Okay. I have tea on you a little bit. It's not tea. It's just something that I clocked.
So it's tea that he has by himself on you. That's tea.
Do you want it?
Yes. You can't say that and me be like, I don't want to hear this. And okay, then I never know, get to know.
This is fun.
Okay, fuck.
One of your acting things, when you're starting to learn, do you know what I'm going to say?
No.
One of your acting things, when you're still learning lines, is you'll hold a backpack that's not there.
Funny.
I clocked it in hospital and sitcom. And you will do this.
So for hospital, I was holding a fake stethoscope.
Oh, fake stethoscope.
I love, like, because I just need to do something with my hands.
But it's
so
over here.
Well, stethoscope, you're holding, you're holding, when you're holding
that's
a stethoscope.
That's so interesting.
So I would have, but that is, that, I, that's.
You'll hold fake
for hospital,
that are
not there. I would definitely, like, do space work
when
just
else?
To kind of.
What else?
I think, like. But I, no, that is a real thing I was doing for hospital.
Wow.
While we were rehearsing is
did
I would...
Did you ever have a stethoscope?
Yeah, for that scene I had... I actually, when we finally did the scene, I had like other stuff in my hands. I had a clipboard and things, but I just knew that I was going to have stuff in my hands. Cool. So I was trying
do
to like...
Do you learn lines better when you are able to connect with the prop?
I don't think so, but it's certainly probably to this day and over the course of auditioning and stuff, one of my biggest struggles is still... What do you do with your hands? Mm. Auditions are so hard because you don't have props. But you're trying to like...
It is so hard when you don't have props when you're auditioning.
To this day, like people, for anyone who's aspiring to be an actor, like acting classes talk so much about like, you know, the emotions and all these things. But when it comes down to an audition, it's like, what the fuck should I do for this space work that
you
it's talking about in this audition?
All.
And it's like, yeah, but it never feels great.
I agree.
For me at least, I'm always when it's like there's multiple characters in a scene mm-hmm. for an audition, you're like, all right, so this eye line's gonna be here, that
yeah,
eye line's gonna be there.
Really, really it's tough.
I'm feels... big on space work.
Me too.
I will get up in that
well,
shit that
work,
is
but...
not there. There is I will open that shit and get things out and like close it behind me and set it
during
on the
an
counter.
Audition.
During an audition. Especially an audition. Or like if you're thinking about like where are you in the space? No one mm-hmm. is just like
yeah.
So what can you look at or what can you see?
And that's the thing that they like kind of, when you go in, there's nothing. It's like a blank
there's
slate.
Nothing.
You
so
have to
weird.
Like bring, because I learned early on that if I'm ever doing a character, I'm way more grounded in a character if I have a prop.
Mm.
So like pretty much all my characters have props.
Yeah.
Every, magical item.
Every single one of them. And I'm way more grounded in it.
It helps a lot.
Yeah, it helps a lot. Like,
yeah.
Karen has a fucking purse.
Oh, yeah.
Like, it, even if it's just that.
Sarah Christ has a cigarette.
I don't need to hold it, but I need to know that it's there so that
the
I can find my
lady
way.
The protester has her sign.
Yes.
Wow.
Abigail Bent.
Interesting.
Yes.
Grip guys have so many things.
Grip guys
have
so many
literally,
things.
They're gripping
and so
everything.
So literally, you feel like you are literally protected.
Yeah.
But when you're in an audition, I think it's just like you got to either do space work or you got to bring your props or something.
Yeah. This episode of Smosh Mouth is sponsored by Shopify.
Shane, who's the boss between us?
I'm pretty sure it's neither of us. If anything, it would be Selena.
No, I'm pretty sure I'm the boss around here.
right. I mean, with Shopify, you can be your own boss. All you need is an idea for your business and Shopify. And just like that, you can have an e-commerce platform that allows you to sell, manage inventory, and market your business all in one place. Shopify powers millions of businesses worldwide.
As the boss, I know that Smosh uses Shopify for our storefront. And it makes checkout so easy.
Not the boss. Shopify saves your info so you can come back and purchase what you need with ease. Because Shopify handles setup and checkout, we can focus on important things like making this podcast episode.
As your boss, I can recognize that this is called growth.
Okay, not my boss. With Shopify, nothing stands between your idea and a real business. So go make it one. Start your free trial at Shopify.com/Smosh. Start your free trial at Shopify.com/Smosh. One last time, that's Shopify.com/Smosh.
Okay, boss man, back to the show.
See, you're not the boss. It only works for the boss. Anyways.
I have one.
Smosh Mouth is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Do you ever think about switching insurance companies to see if you could save some cash? Progressive makes it easy. Just drop in some details about yourself and see if you're eligible to save money when you bundle your home and auto policies. The process only takes minutes, and it could mean hundreds more in your pocket. Visit progressive.com after this episode to see if you could save. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates. Potential savings will vary. Not available in all states. Back to the show.
Ahora en McDonald's, te puedes llevar un $5 McChicken Meal Deal o un $6 McDouble Meal Deal. Así, hay algo para todos. Llévate más por tu dinero con tu Meal Deal. Ba-da-ba-ba-ba. Solo por tiempo limitado. Precios y participación pueden variar. Precios con entrega pueden ser más altos.
Birkenstocks.
You know?
I smash them.
I used to be a pass, but I'm a smash now.
It changed.
I had to wear them every episode of Goldbergs that I was on because my character... was like a hippie vibe. Now, they were Birkenstocks that were previously, like, I don't know where they got them from. They weren't new Birkenstocks.
Oh, so they're already broken in by someone else's foot.
So they didn't really fit properly. They did kind of suck. But I do have Birkenstocks now that fit me perfectly, and I love them.
Same. I love them. I wear them all the time.
They were a gift.
The clog kinds.
Yeah, Kiana and Spencer got them for me.
I have like the open sandal. I have it like, that's like my outside...
Me too.
Walk. I love it so much. It's so great.
Very cool.
Yeah, I love my Birks.
Yeah, Birkenstocks, definitely.
That's a great question.
It's a great question. Ankle socks.
Pass.
There you go. Boom.
Smash.
Oh.
I think I've been a pass lately. I haven't been wearing them.
Wow.
Well, no shows?
I'm pass on no shows too.
Whoa.
No. Pass. Hardcore.
Oh.
I find them to be so annoying.
Okay.
Not like on someone else. On
you don't
me.
Like the feeling.
Yeah. And I only like to wear ankle if they're like these see-through ones.
Got it.
But I usually wear like socks up to here.
Selena, hit us with another.
Cracking your joints.
Smash.
Nice. You know what I like to do? Oh, shit.
What if spider webs came out?
No.
Oh,
not
my
here.
God.
Not here. No.
I'll say smash. It's satisfying, but I'm not very good at it.
Is it weird that I want to taste Spider-Man's web?
I cannot be surprised by you.
Talk
saying
more
this.
About
well,
that.
Well, there's number one, there's nothing coming out of Tom Holland that I wouldn't want to taste.
Oh, okay.
I number kind of two, agree with you.
Number two, why do I feel like it's a little bit sweet and a little bit salty?
Jesus fucking Christ. Honestly, I think it would probably feel very weird on the tongue. It's a web.
I'm going to try it anyway.
Are you, looking, you sound like, what's his name?
Girl, I don't know. You got to say a name. Oh my God. You know who you sound what? Like?
Oh God.
You know what?
What's his name?
You know who you sound like? Oh my
you
God.
Sound like,
God.
His name?
Oh, what's his name?
We don't need to
he's
do
from
this.
That show.
You know what?
He's from that show.
He's from that show.
Oh, here's one. Oh no, go ahead.
I was just going to say, on the topic of Tom Holland, I was going to say, Tom Holland and Zendaya, if they ever break up, that'll ruin everybody's day.
We'll pass everything.
It will suck.
Because actually, they're Chance will like be excited because then Tom will be available.
True. You'll have your chance.
Chance.
And also, Tom Holland, look, I don't give much to astrology, but they're also a Gemini Virgo couple.
Are you a Virgo Gemini couple?
Courtney and I are a Gemini Virgo couple, but we're flipped.
Why does that work?
I'm the Virgo. She's the Gemini. Zendaya is the Virgo.
And Tom is the Gemini.
Yeah.
Why does that work?
I don't know. See, I was told a long time ago that
they're ruled by Mercury.
I was told a long time ago that they don't work. But then Courtney and I were like, fuck
you
it.
You beat the odds.
I don't give a shit.
I was told that a Libra and Aquarius work really well together. That's what I have. So.
Well, I don't.
End of story.
I don't care what any astrologer says because Tom and Zendaya are proof that Geminis and Virgos work perfectly together.
Say it louder for the people in the back.
Smash or pass someone telling you they love a show and that you need to watch it.
Oh, that's an absolute smash. I love when people recommend shows.
Smash.
Okay.
I love knowing that there's good shows and movies that I haven't seen.
I'm also smashed.
I'm like, yeah, hell
I'm
yeah.
I'm going to say smash, but it depends on the person.
Why?
Because there are some people in my life where they're like, oh my God, you have to watch a show. And I'm like.
I love telling people.
You know
people,
what
like,
I mean? Like,
yeah.
There are some people who like love.
I'm glad to know that that's not me because I told you to watch Widow's Bay and then you watched it.
We love very similar
things. It is the best
things.
Show ever.
You tell me to watch a show and truly I will get the subscription.
Wow.
Which is exactly what I did. I didn't even have Apple TV and I got it and watched it and was obsessed with it.
Wow.
I trust you very much.
That is, damn.
Yeah. Yeah. Now if Chance told me.
No, Chance is like, hey.
I'd be like, no.
You watch this show?
I'd be like, no.
Fuck that.
But you know how you have some people in your life that
what
like
they
love like
they have different tastes.
Yeah, like
totally.
Like it feels very ABC Family style shows, and that's just not ever gonna be me.
Oh yeah, oh yeah.
You know?
Yeah. Well, like Ian will like recommend a movie and I'm like
you're like
Is this a
silent film from
1978? Is this like a 60s French movie? Like he has incredible taste in movies. It's just very hyper specific sometimes.
Yeah.
And I'm like, am I down for this viewing experience?
Yeah.
We are so out of it right now.
I was about
in
to
a
say,
great way.
Smash or pass, Anthony?
Don't you dare.
I can't.
Smash.
Yeah. We
smash, smash, smash.
Well, you know, fans already knew.
That's true. That's
you know true. What? Anthony's a great guy. I'll smash it.
Oh.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
Oh, my God.
And Anthony watches all of our content.
He does watch every
so he,
single...
He does watch
He actually watches every single thing, so he is going to watch this moment. Hi,
we were talking about this earlier, that Anthony will be working. We'll be doing a typical work day, and he'll come up and he'll be like, I watched that episode of that thing,
yeah.
And that was incredible, and blah, blah,
that's
blah.
That's true.
He truly watches all
I
the stuff.
I love that.
Not only that, he'll talk about it. He's like, oh, I watched the cut for this thing that's not even out yet
yeah.
and stuff. Like, he's in a room where there's a million screens, and he's
it's like plugged
watching,
in.
He's plugged into
plugged
the Smosh universe.
I mean, that's such an amazing way to understand the company.
Totally.
Like, you know exactly what's going on.
Yeah. No, he's trying to be the all knowing. I respect it.
It's really
he's
cool.
like
In
Captain Marvel, there's a big computer that like runs their whole society, and he's like. Mm.
They also in Marvel they also have the Watcher.
Yes.
Yes.
Who's truly just there watching everything.
Yes,
that's true.
And he's like, I can't interfere. I'm just watching.
Yeah.
Okay, Marvel characters that you would smash.
It's like
most.
Which ones wouldn't.
Hulk?
Yeah.
Oh, actually pass.
Yeah.
That's, I mean, you're going to die, but it'd be funny.
Yeah, yikes. You imagine?
We found him 50 meters into the earth. Just throw me. Be kind of funny.
Iron Man?
Well, Tony Stark.
Is he in the suit?
Yes.
Smash.
Whoa.
Nice. No, he's in his like basement working tinkering away at
okay
at
sorry
all
he's
the
just
suits.
He's just Tony Stark, billionaire playboy,
yeah,
philanthropist.
Come on now.
So
like, okay,
you didn't answer it. Smash.
I said
okay,
smash
okay.
Most
okay.
of the Marvel
okay.
universe.
Wow.
Yeah, I agree.
Yeah, it's like they're all, even if they're evil, they're hot. Like all of them.
That's true. Vision is also very hot.
He's not evil.
Vision isn't evil, but
didn't he have an evil moment?
Well, he's been like, he's
the white
been...
Vision was barely him.
Yeah.
Paul Bettany.
Okay, what about, what about, okay, so there's like half
what
fish
is
people.
Happening?
Okay, you said, I already said mermaids.
Yeah.
I know. There's, would you let me get to it?
Okay.
There's half horse people, which are centaurs.
Cute.
So what if there was like a half snake person?
No.
Oh, yeah.
I don't want like a rattlesnake back.
I'm smashing.
Really?
You're saying almost kind of like a the shape of like a Medusa type.
Like the bottom half.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. there probably is a mythical term for that.
Yeah, there is.
Is that, that's not a Gorgon, right?
No, Gorgon has the...
That's specifically what that is.
There is a name for it.
Yeah, sure. Sure. Oh, like okay. Take no, it to I, another
I
route.
I would pass. I would
Ursula
pass.
Ursula from...
Tentacles.
Little Mermaid.
No. The reptile scales is good. The tentacles is not for me.
Do you want to smash or pass Ursula?
Why are you laughing? Bitch, you're one step removed from Ursula.
That
random burger time.
Did that feel good?
Yeah. Add that to the compilation of
feel
your
good?
Fat ass.
Did that clip feel good for you, Chance? Fine. Jesus. I'll play the Sea Witch. She has the best solo in the movie.
Yes, okay, so wait, she's sorry, iconic. So, what are you talking about?
Yeah. I didn't never said if
and
I was going to
smash.
And
you guys are making fun of me for bringing out her name.
No, I didn't.
You're making fun of me for wanting to smash your tentacle brains out.
Hey, Chase, if you want to smash the Sea Witch, that's fine. You can do that.
Okay. I was asking you guys, though.
That's crazy.
That's cool. Okay, we weren't talking about me.
Yeah, well, you're on the pod. Anyways, Sea Witch.
Fuck.
Can get it, I guess. Love it.
Wide-ruled paper.
Wide-ruled paper.
I have to know what that means.
Honestly, pass.
I'll smash, even though my favorite is graph paper.
Ooh, very pretty.
Graph paper is
I loved
good.
Graph paper.
Wide-ruled is hard because you have to like write big. I feel like wide-ruled was used for cursive.
I'm going to pass on that.
I'll pass as well.
I'm thinking about graph paper, and that's what I want.
Yeah. What about receiving a voice note?
I smash on that.
I smash. I love receiving a voice note. I don't like that they disappear automatically. I don't know how to change them.
That is true. You don't get to save those.
Same. I think it's like has to do with your storage or something.
Is there a way to download them or like?
You can press keep, but I don't know how long they stay for.
Oh.
Yeah, same. I like voice notes, but if they are longer than like 5 minutes, it's going to be tough.
Whoa.
5 minutes.
Holy shit.
Y'all don't know my family.
Oh my God.
Oh, I've got like 20 minute ones.
Fuck no.
Jesus.
Yeah.
Just call.
It's
like
a time.
Have a phone call.
I know, but different like time zones.
I know, but you get just wait. How can someone talk for 20 minutes without a response?
Shane, let me tell you.
Holy shit.
More than half the women in my life, and me included sometimes, we could go off.
That's true.
Like we could go off. We could talk for 20 minutes of just like our day and the revelations that we had and that one movie that we saw and the book we're reading and this long conversation we had. And oh my God, did I tell you about blah, blah, blah?
Like, damn. That's cool. I think that's really cool.
Okay, awesome. I feel exposed.
That's your fine.
Random burger.
Random. That's such a random burger, you know?
You guys are so random.
What is it?
This was on the same notes as something else, and I just deleted it all.
You can go into recently deleted.
Yeah.
Oh.
You can get it back.
Out.
Out.
The Kool-Aid Man.
Pass 1,000%.
Smash,
are you out of
smash,
your mind?
1,000%.
The way he smashes through walls?
Yeah.
We're doing it.
What are you guys
talking about? Like, I don't know how that works,
about?
But like, imagine jumping into his vase.
If I can have him be teal, too, that'd be nice.
You never see the Kool-Aid
teal
Man
in
different flavors.
He should be able to change his flavor.
He should be able to change his flavor. He really should. Huh.
How about
Jolly Green Giant?
Oh, that's fun. Let me see.
Ronald McDonald.
You know what's funny? I was thinking about him earlier to my list. Absolutely pass. That's a nightmare.
Pass, yeah, absolutely. 1,000%.
But Hamburglar smash.
Oh, yeah. Hamburglar for sure smash. Grimace.
Pass.
Adult Grimace.
What's Grimace again? What's Grimace's vibe again?
I was like, I don't know how old Grimace is. So adult Grimace.
No.
Hey. Whoa.
Whoa. Whoa.
No.
Hey. It's okay. You're okay.
No.
It's okay. No. It's okay. You're okay.
Okay, how about this? The Monster House from Monster House.
I never saw Monster
never
House.
Never saw Monster House.
You guys, what are we doing here?
I know. Awful. We're awful people.
Look, we did our daddy's battle brackets, and I need
really
to,
funny.
I need to watch some like childhood movies from after I was a child, because I didn't watch Despicable Me, and people were mad about how we talked about Gru, and I was like, look, I just don't know. I just don't know anything about Gru. So I'm judging him only off of trailers and promotional material for Despicable Me, and I don't like what I see. But if I watch the movie, I will be swayed.
Probably not. And he probably didn't have a hung smile, like was the term that
we discovered.
I don't
know, but I need to see Monster House. I need to see, there's a lot of movies I need to see that I'm like, from the eras I missed, so that I can understand for people who are younger than me.
Did you watch D-Coms or what?
Oh, yeah.
No.
Okay.
Oh, yeah. But a different era of them, I think, maybe. No. Because they stopped making them after a certain point. But yeah. Oh, and then I guess we talked, I guess at some point in Daddy Battle Brackets, we talked shit about Bob Belcher. But I love Bob Belcher, and I don't remember if I talked shit
Bob
or not.
Bob Belcher.
He's Bob's Burgers.
Bob Burger.
Talk about a random burger.
Odd, random burger.
But I love Bob Belcher.
Random burger. Yeah, he's great.
Whatever shit we talked, I'll retract
Did we
it.
Talk shit?
I don't remember. Only, I didn't get to watch the video yet as of right now.
I watched the beginning part.
But comments were like, don't slander Bob Belcher. And I was like, what did we say about Bob Belcher? I love Bob's Burgers. But maybe I was saying, I don't think he's sexy.
I don't think he's sexy.
I don't think he was like daddy.
Yeah.
Because daddy's sexy.
Yeah, but he is awesome.
He is awesome, but like.
He's like, yeah, daddy's... he's like, he talks like this, which is awesome.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah, that's like, really good.
It's like, okay. All right, we're making burgers now.
Oh,
that's
and the mom,
really good.
The mom is from my favorite, like, back in the day YouTube comedian. Yeah. Oh, my God.
Oh, my son.
My son. They went to New York. They moved to New York, and now they're gay. On Mother's Day? Oh, my God.
I think pass on both of them.
Whoa. Them as a couple is a smash. They're such a, like, lovely couple.
Bob's Burgers?
Yes, they're such a, it's such a, like, healthy family dynamic.
Yeah.
They're like a very, nice. It is genuinely such a great show.
Because there's so many.
Hold it back.
Smash or pass someone yawning while you're
yawning
talking.
Yawning in your face while you're talking about something so important.
No. Smash or pass someone either just, okay, I have two options. Okay. Someone yawning full to you or swallowing their yawn. Which one would you rather
swallow?
Smash?
Okay, so smash or pass the Na'vi.
Oh.
So you just didn't.
Well,
so you just completely ignored everything Amanda just said.
Swallow. So smash or pass the Na'vi.
I'm sorry. Yeah, the Na'vi. Yeah, I'd say smash.
Smash.
They're big.
Yeah, sure.
You guys.
They're like, aren't they like 9 feet tall or something?
Mm-hmm.
It's pretty crazy.
Pick me
yeah,
up.
I'll give it a go.
Pick me up.
Good luck.
Good luck, honey. They're gonna toss you around.
I want to take their little ponytail and put it in my mouth.
Okay.
Jesus.
Y'all didn't answer my yawn.
I'd rather someone just yawn fully.
Oh.
It feels less insulting.
What the hell?
Shane does this a lot.
Cause you tell me to.
No,
you're
I
like,
don't.
You're like, what was
you,
that?
You can yawn fully. I just like to be on your ass about it, you know?
Yeah, for sure. For sure. For sure.
Yay.
No, for sure. Any of the Muppets?
smash Mrs. Piggy, Kermit,
whoa.
Smash Animal, smash Oscar.
Oscar the Grouch?
Smash.
That's Sesame Street.
He lives-
oh, shit.
Big Bird can get it.
Jesus.
Big Bird's a little too big for me.
Yeah.
Awesome.
No, Miss Piggy for sure.
Yeah.
I love Miss Piggy.
Miss Piggy's awesome.
Snuffleupagus.
I was talking about, I would love to get a Muppet on Smosh. That's like a dream guest.
That's
I love
really
it.
And
doable.
Anything. Like imagine Bored AF with a Muppet.
That's so fun.
I love that.
Oh.
That's a good pitch.
Would we be ourselves or our puppets?
We're ourselves.
Okay.
No, we're absolutely ourselves. Because like that's how Muppets always are. They're the like other people are they show up.
Yep.
They're human. But
I
imagine if you had like Miss Piggy there in the middle and like a
we're
few of us
werewolf.
And we're playing, oh, werewolf.
She's like, Kermit. Kermit. That's pretty good.
Oh, Kermit.
Mrs. Piggy.
That's not bad.
Somewhere over the rainbow.
It's no, Rainbow Connection.
No, no, totally.
Yeah, so
cool.
You did the. So you did a different thing.
The Rainbow Connection.
But that'd be incredible. Oh, werewolf with a Muppet.
Okay,
dude,
that's so random. Burger of Us. I'm so down.
It does
it's
physically
really
hurt.
Good
it
use
physically
of
hurts.
It was a good use of random burger.
I won't lie.
Well, that was smash or pass. And you know what? We never hit pass. Do it.
We hit pass.
No, but.
Oh, we never actually hit the pass button.
You have to say something that I'm passing on.
People
who don't vote.
Love that.
Nice. Good job.
And that's a pass.
And that's a pass.
Chance, thanks so much for being here.
Thank you, Chance. What a wild day.
No, thank you guys. There is no place that I would rather be than sandwiched right between you.
All
right. Deciding if things are smashing,
yeah,
or passing, or being random burgers. Let us know what you guys would smash and if you agreed with all our takes. Thank you for watching, and we'll be around.